This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday will formally reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, the United Kingdom, and 26 other European countries that allow travel across open borders. That's according to two White House officials. Those officials spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the order, also confirmed Sunday that South Africa will be added to the restrictive list because of concerns about a variant of the virus that has spread beyond the nation. Biden is reversing an order from U.S. President Donald Trump in his final days in office that called for the relaxation of travel restrictions as of Tuesday. The decision to reverse the order is not surprising, but the addition of South Africa to the restricted travel list highlights the new administration's concern about mutations in the virus. The South Africa variant has not been discovered in the United States thus far, but another variant originating in the United Kingdom has been detected in several U.S. states. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said Sunday that he has tested positive for COVID-19 amid an intense second wave of the coronavirus pandemic that has pushed the health system of the country's vast capital city close to saturation. The 67-year-old president said in a tweet that his symptoms were light and he was receiving medical treatment. López Obrador has been criticized for his handling of the pandemic, with a strategy focused on increasing hospital capacity over testing and contact tracing. The country has shied away from mandatory lockdowns, instead opting for a tiered system of restrictions to limit the impact on the economy. This is VOA News. Australia's medical regulator has approved the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for use under a formal process, one of the first countries to complete comprehensive approval. Prime Minister Scott Morrison made the announcement Monday. The vaccine had been provisionally approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration for the Australians aged 16 years and over. Morrison told reporters, noting that it was a year since that first coronavirus case was detected there in the country. Vaccination of priority groups is expected to begin in late February at 80,000 doses per week. Two doses will be required at least 21 days apart. Federal law enforcement officials are examining a number of threats aimed at members of U.S. Congress as the second trial of former President Donald Trump nears. It includes ominous chatter about killing legislators or attacking them outside of the U.S. Capitol. The threats and concerns that armed protesters could return to sack the Capitol anew have prompted the U.S. Capitol Police and other federal law enforcement to insist thousands of National Guard troops remain in Washington as the Senate moves forward with plans for President Trump's trial. The shocking insurrection at the Capitol by a pro-Trump mob prompted federal officials to rethink in and around its landmarks, resulting in an unprecedented lockdown for Biden's inauguration. Portugal's president was returned to office for a second term with a resounding victory Sunday and an election held amid a devastating COVID-19 surge that has made the European country the worst in the world for cases and deaths. Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa, who had been widely expected to win, captured 61% of the vote. He devoted most of his victory speech to the COVID-19 pandemic, saying his first thoughts went to its victims and promising to work for an economic recovery once it was all over with. The office of the French president said Sunday that French President Emmanuel Macron and the new U.S. President Joe Biden are in agreement on climate change and how to fight coronavirus. The two leaders spoke by phone Sunday, also discussing their willingness to act together for peace in the new year and in the Near and Middle East, in particular on the Iranian nuclear issue. The pair spoke for about an hour in English, according to members of Macron's team. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1. both break down tonight. And you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry. I know everything will be alright. I'll be here waiting. I promise I'm changing. I just need a little time to show you I'm worth it. I know that I can be a difficult person. I'm a stress case, drive you up the wall when I'm working. Actually, I'm probably worse when I'm not. You don't deserve it, make you nervous, cause you know I'm a break soon. Every time I do, I say something that hurts you. Acting like I'm gone, but we both in the same room. I don't like to be wrong, which I know you relate to. And I know I make you feel like you're at the end of your road. That's when I look at you and tell you I'll be better alone. It's just a pride talking, isn't it? Cause both of us know I'm the definition of wreck. If you look into my soul, comes out the most when I feel I'm in a vulnerable place. Made a lot of mistakes I wish I knew how to erase. When I'm afraid, might get distant and I push you away. But no matter the case, I'ma do whatever it takes. Even if
both break down tonight, and you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry, I know everything will be alright. I'll be here waiting. I promise I'm changing. I just need
say what they think, lead a passionate conversation when it's hard to agree. You know me well, sitting on the edge of my seat, looking at life, overanalyzing everything. Always depressed, trying to find a better version of me, searching for something I know's probably right in front of my feet. Stubborn as me, maybe not, but you're close to it. Got a lot of issues, I'm trying to work through them. Going to therapy for you, something that's worth doing. When I know you've been there for me through all of my worst moments, and I know it hurts knowing that I carry this weight on my chest, making it difficult for me to open up and connect. A lot of regrets, I apologize for all of the stress. That's not what I meant to do. You know I love you to death. Even if
both break down tonight, and you say you hate me, and we go to bed angry, I know everything will be alright. I'll be here waiting. I promise I'm changing. I just need
NF, and that's called Time. It's time for another hour of the hits on VOA1. I'm Larry London, and Niall Horan just put out a brand new single off of his second album, Heartbreak Weather, but this was the very first single to come off the new album, which has been out a year, and the song is called Nice to Meet Ya on VOA1, the hits.
I like the way you talk. I like tattooed on my arm in ink, I swear. Cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. Every time I turn around, you disappear. I wanna blow your mind. Just come with me, I swear. I'm gonna take you somewhere warm. You know j'adore la mer. I like the things you
I swear, 'cause when the morning comes, I know you won't be there. And every time I turn around, you disappear.
Right here, VOA.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your head. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Sheeran and a new single, Afterglow, his first new song in over a year. He's been out on hiatus. He likes to take a break after a tour and give his mind a chance to clear and give him a chance to come up with some new fresh ideas for music. Ed Sheeran, one of the most successful songwriters and performers in all of today's music scene. Coming up, Dua Lipa with DaBaby. And Dua Lipa just posted a photo that's getting a lot of attention on Instagram. She's wearing this black strap outfit that shows as much skin as it does black strap. And she's got these very, very high, thin stiletto heels on as well. And it is a very sexy, provocative photo. Here's Dua Lipa levitating on VOA 1, the hits.
Billboard, baby, Dua Lipa, make them dance when they come on. Everybody looking for a dance floor to run on. This ain't no debating on it. I'm still levitated, I'm heavily medicated. Ironic, I gave him love and they end up hating on me. She told me she loved me and she been waiting. Been fighting hard for your love and I'm running thin on my patience. Needing someone to hug, even took it back to the basics. You see what you got me out here doing? Might have threw me off, but can't nobody stop the movement. Let's go. Left foot, right foot, levitating. Pop stars, do a leap with the baby. I had to lace my shoes for all the blessings I was chasing. If I ever slip, I fall into a better situation. So catch up, go put some cheese on it. Get out and get your bread up. They always leave when you fall, but you run together. Weight of the world on my shoulders, I kept my head up. Now baby, stand up, cause girl, you...
Cut some parts off with some scissors. Come on, little lady, give us a smile.
Tired and angry, but somebody should be. Come on, little lady, give us a smile. No, I ain't got nothing to smile about. I got no one to smile for. I waited a while for a moment to say I don't owe you a goddamn.
Nightmare on VOA 1. She's canceled all the shows for the Manic album, which has been out a year. She figures she's just going to wait till the pandemic is over before she schedules anything future. She also took herself off a couple social media sites because of the haters. She said she just felt there's a lot of negativity out there, and she didn't feel it was necessary, so she took herself off social media for a little while. Give herself a rest. I'm Larry London. This is VOA 1, the hits.